My name is Ketia Aurelian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for Frank Hodo, F-R-A-N-K-H-O-D-O. This dictation was done on October 10th, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. The CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with type 2 diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process, period. The kidney functions on the recent labs reveal a BUN of 16 from 11, creatinine of 1.5 from 2.08, and a GFR of 43 from 34. There is evidence of selective and non-selective proteinuria, though insignificant, period. The urine microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 42.5 milligrams, and the urine protein to creatinine ratio is 234 milligrams from 293 milligrams, period. There is no evidence of activity in the urinary sediments, period. However, the patient reports dysuria and burning on urination, which has been going on and off for the past few weeks, period. We will order a stat urinalysis today, and we'll reevaluate in the next couple of days to see whether or not the patient requires antibiotics, period. The next line, hypomagnesemia, we recommend that he continues taking the magnesium supplementations. Instead of one tablet a day, we encourage him to take two tablets, one tablet in the morning and one tablet at night, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus with hyperglycemia. The A1C remains uncontrolled at 8.6% despite adding the Rybelsus at the last visit, period. This elevation is due to his intake of prednisone, which he takes for the anti-rejection of the kidney, period. We will refer him to Hannah Campbell for strict management of his diabetes, period. He reports episodes of hypoglycemia with blood glucose at home ranging from 50 to 75. He only takes four or eight units of his fast-acting insulin as needed, depending on the level of the sugar, period. He also admits to inconsistent diet, inconsistent meals, which can also contribute to the diabetes, period. His daughter wanted to know if it is okay to take diabetic herbal supplements to help control his A1C, period. One of them is called Blood Sugar Harmony, and the other one is called GlucoFit plus rice bran oil. We advise the patient and his daughter that due to the unknown ingredients in these supplements, we don't recommend them. However, if you would like to try it, we recommend just trying it out for 4 weeks and reevaluate the labs to see if there's any improvement or deterioration in any of his labs, period. We will first start with the blood sugar harmony, period. Next line, hyperparathyroidism. We suspect this hyperparathyroidism to be primary in nature due to his history of elevated calcium levels, period. His most recent serum calcium is 9.8, and his phosphorus is 2.2, period. His PTH is elevated at 150. Period. So we will start him on Sensipar, S-E-N-S-I-P-A-R, 30 milligrams, one tablet daily. And we'll reassess in 1 month, period. We also instructed him to discontinue the vitamin D supplements due to his tendencies for hypercalcemia, period. Next line, renal transplant recipient. He is currently taking mycophenolate, 250 milligrams, 2 caps BID, tacrolimus, 1 milligram, 4 tabs every 12 hours, and prednisone, 5 milligrams daily, period. We will request a tacrolimus level. Period. His blood pressure is stable at 131 over 79, and he denies any complaints. Period. Next line. Hypertension, arterial hypertension, stable on current regimen. Today's blood pressure is 131 over 79. We will reevaluate this case in 6 weeks with lab work and